Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Abby Zwirner civil trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Seated. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we had to handle some matters. Those are taken care of, and we are now ready to proceed with the plaintiff's case. Call your next witness.
Abigail Zwirner, Your Honor.
Do you swear that the testimony that you're about to give to the truth, the whole truth, and that the record be correct?
Yes.
This way.
Thank you, Your Honor. And Abby, can you tell the jury your name, please?
My name is Abigail Zwirner.
And Abby, how are you feeling right now?
I think nervous is a big one. Nervous, anxious, a lot.
And Abby, the jury's already heard a little bit about yourself from your mother and your sister. So just tell the jury, how long were you a teacher?
About 2.5 years.
And where did you teach at during that 2.5 year period?
Rich Neck Elementary.
Tell the jury what grades you taught.
I came into fourth grade my first year of teaching. That was when we had the virtual hybrid year. And then the following 2 years, I taught first grade, all at Rich Neck.
And how did you enjoy teaching?
I liked it. I do remember it was stressful a lot of times. Being a new teacher, a lot of new experiences, a lot of ups and downs, I remember. Yeah.
And now, Abby, I'm just going to ask you a few questions about January 6, 2023, okay?
Okay.
So tell the jury, when on that day did you first hear about JT might have a gun?
It was before recess.
And do you remember who told you that?
Amy Kovac.
And when Amy Kovac told you that, why did you not go to Dr. Parker?
I knew that she was going to tell Dr. Parker.
Did Amy tell you she was going to tell Dr. Parker?
Yes, she told me that she was going to tell Dr. Parker.
And did Amy tell you that two girls had advised her of the fact that JT might have a firearm?
Yes.
Do you know who the two girls were?
I did not.
So she didn't even tell you which kids in the class had told her that?
She did not tell me.
And no other kids told you?
No.
So you heard it from Amy, and Amy said she was going to tell Dr. Parker at that time?
Yes.
Were you told to keep an eye on JT by Amy?
Yes.
And is that why you were texting and communicating with Amy during recess?
Yes.
And is that why you texted Amy about what you observed JT doing before recess?
Yes, because I knew that once Amy had informed me of the information that the students had told her, I knew that Amy was going to then relay the information to Dr. Parker.
And again, no one else had told you anything about a gun besides Amy?
Correct.
And Your Honor, I would like to publish and pull back up what's already been submitted as Plaintiff's Exhibit 3, if that's okay with Your Honor.
Which is that?
That is the picture yesterday of Abby wearing the shirt. Oh, 90C? Is it 90C? I'm being corrected that it's Plaintiff's Exhibit 90C, Judge.
Okay. Any objection to that?
No objection.
Right. It's already been admitted, correct?
Yes, it's already been admitted, Your Honor.
Yep.
And Abby, do you recognize that photo? It's on the screen in front of you?
Yes.
And what year is that from? Do you know?
I have slightly orange hair. It looks like it's washed out. So it would have been the 2022-2023 school year.
Okay. So you're in your first grade classroom, room 11?
Yes.
Okay. And if we can zoom in on the orange sheets that are behind your head, do you see those?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell the jury what is that?
That would be our handbook, our school's handbook. Our, I believe it was titled The Crisis Management Plan. I may be wrong on the title of it, but it was the tier one, tier two, tier three.
So that's the school, that's a handbook that you would reference?
Yes.
And why would you reference that sheet?
For the behaviors, it was like a left and right side.
And why would you look at that, the left and right side?
The like possible displayed behaviors on the left and then on the right side actions to take as a teacher.
And Reed, if we can only display to council, please, exhibit 108, and it would be bait stamp 9074 and 9075. Thank you. And Abby, do you see two documents in front of you?
Yes.
Do you recognize those two documents?
Yes.
And what are those two documents in front of you?
The on the left and the right side, it looks like the three. I don't know how to explain it. It's like the combined on the one sheet of paper that I had on the orange sheet of paper, like the level one behaviors, and then on the right side of the screen, level two, and then level three behaviors. I had that all on one sheet of paper, the orange paper on the wall.
So the exhibit that we just showed to the jury, the box that you had of the three tiers, is from this document?
Yes.
Your Honor, at this time, I would move to submit this document as Plaintiff's 108, and we would mark it as 108.
All right, any objection?
Object, Your Honor. This witness can't authenticate. This is a handbook from Richneck Elementary. She's not an employee. She can't authenticate the document.
Well, she's identified it. That's overruled.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right, so admitted.
Thank you.
Plaintiff's 108.
May I have permission to publish it to the jury, please?
You may.
Thank you. And Abby, we're now sharing this with the jury, so can you tell them again where this Section 3 came from?
The Richneck Elementary School handbook.
And the chart that the jury is seeing on those two pages, is that what was combined into one chart in the photo that we had just previously showed the jury?
Yes.
And can we publish to the jury Exhibit 90C? Is it 90C? Thank you. And if we can zoom in, that orange piece of paper behind your head is what has the chart on it with the tier one, tier two, and tier three behavior.
Yes.
And then if we can zoom in on the level three behaviors on the second part of the screen, please read. And do you see what's on the screen at this time?
Yes. At the top it says level three behaviors immediately reported to the school security and or an administrator.
And in the student behaviors, is there a possession of a weapon listed?
Possession of a weapon.
And then next steps, that's for the administrator to do, correct? That was your understanding?
Next steps.
And if we, on this date, Amy Kovac went and reported it to Dr. Parker, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And we can take that down from the screen now. Thank you, Reed. So, Abby, now tell the jury, what did you see right before you were shot that day on January 6, 2023?
The moment went by very fast. I remember Dr. Watson touched on it briefly earlier. The look on the student's face is a large memory that I have. I do remember it was like a very blank look, but it wasn't a blank look at all on his face.
And is that why you lifted your hand? Did you know what was about to happen?
Yes. Yep.
And what is the last thing you remember that day at the school?
The last thing I remember at the school. Obvious, I thought I was dying. I thought I had died. I thought I was either on my way to heaven or in heaven, but then it all got black, and so I then thought I wasn't going there. And then my next memory is I see two coworkers around me, and I process that I'm hurt, and they're putting pressure on where I'm hurt.
And Abby, can you describe for the jury a little bit about how you're still feeling physically and emotionally? And I know that's a big question.
Physically.
Can you describe how it is with your left hand still? The things you can and can't do, even to this day? So, Abby, can you tell the jury, when we have lunch together, are you able to open your potato chips, or do I open your potato chips for you?
I asked you, we catered sandwiches in a box and a small bag of chips and cookies were catered, and I was trying to open the bag of chips on my own multiple times, different ways, trying to hold it different ways, and I eventually asked you to open it. The same thing with water bottles. Overall, I would say I do struggle with things, doing things.
For example, we heard from your sister yesterday, and she described a change in your relationship with not only her, but friends. Do you Are you able to explain a little bit to the jury about how you feel maybe those relationships have been changed?
The best I can explain it, it's like I still feel connected and close, but it's also that feeling of distance, a little numbness, and it's like I know I trust the person I'm with. You know, I love them, I know them, but there's something that's just different. I can't necessarily put it into words.
And what about, we heard from your mother about the movie Hamilton. You were planning to go to it that day. What happened that changed your mind when you had already purchased the tickets and made those plans?
It was a Saturday. I remember waking up. I woke up and I remembered that there was a scene where two characters had dueled with firearms, and when we had started making the plans to see the movie, when the Saturday was coming up to see the movie, it just never flew through my mind. I had seen Hamilton before, but for some reason when I woke up that day to go see the movie, it just flew right into my head, and just overwhelming sense of, I felt like everything just came over my body. And I remember I called my mom. I don't remember if I was crying on the phone to her. I don't remember if I, it was afterwards. But I remember crying a lot. And I remember that afterwards, they were asking me if, or where else, what else would I want to do instead that day. So, okay, we can't go to the movies. What do you want to do instead? Where else would you want to go instead? And I remember saying, or telling them, nowhere. Like, I can't go anywhere. I just want to stay home. I'm not going anywhere today. I can't. And I remember that they, it was my mom and my sister. So it wasn't just my mom and I planning to go. It was my mom, my sister and I, all three of us planning to go. And then they proposed to come over to my place. And even that still, just leave me alone. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to, no, to my mom and my sister.
Well, Abby, I know this has been difficult for you, so that's all the questions I have. I appreciate it, okay? Thank you. But stay there. There might be other questions.
Thank you. All right, cross-examination.
My calls might take a little bit of time. Let's get it started.
Yep.
Ms. Werner, I have a few questions so that we can make sure the jury understands the whole picture. You've been working as a teacher for a few years at the time of the incident, is that correct?
Yes.
And you had a number of children in your class with some academic issues?
Yes.
You had some children in your class with behavioral issues, is that correct?
I faintly remember.
And when you were dealing with student misbehavior, you would start by talking with the student. Is that correct?
Most likely, yes.
And if you needed help, you would ask for guidance or coworkers or administrators to help. Is that correct?
Yes.
You would go to Dr. Parker at times, correct?
At times.
You would email her, true?
Yes.
You'd walk in her office?
Yes.
And if necessary, we'd get the guidance counselor to take the student to Dr. Parker's office?
At times.
And Ms. West was another first grade teacher. She was across the hall from you, correct?
Mm-hmm. She was.
Lead first grade teacher. Sometimes go over there if you needed to speak with her.
Mm-hmm.
You had a phone in your room?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you could call a parent on the phone in your room?
I don't think I've called a parent during the day.
But you could if you needed to.
Yes. Yes, I had a classroom phone.
And you could call the office?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman, can you please show to the witness and counsel Exhibit 90A? Yes, sorry, Defense 90A.
That is plaintiff's 90A, is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
No. She said Defense 90A to me and then plaintiff to you, so I just want the record to be clear.
Oh, Defense 90A.
All right. Is that in evidence?
Not yet.
Okay.
Ms. Werner, I'll give you a minute to look at this document.
Are these from me or someone's messages to me?
Is your phone number 804-424? Or 804?
Yes. So they're from me.
That's a text from you.
Okay. Yes.
Have you had a chance to look at the...
Yes, I read them.
Is that a text you sent on October 15, 2021?
If that's what it's dated, yes.
And you sent it to Rosalie List?
Yes.
And you, Ms. List taught with you at Richneck, correct?
Yes.
Was she another first grade teacher?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd move to admit Defense Exhibit 90A and publish to the jury.
Any objection?
Your Honor, I would... just object. I don't see how it's relevant. This is from October 2021. It's not regarding JT or the year that this happened or the date of the offense.
Yeah, how is this relevant?
It's relevant. If the court will let me explore with her, we can sidebar and I can tell you, but I don't want to obviously do that before I question her about it.
I need you to state why you believe it's relevant.
The text is a text about evacuating the classroom when she felt that she was in danger, that she had done that before.
That's quite what it says, but you can read it, Your Honor.
I think the bottom one is relevant to that, but the top one isn't. So, I'll overrule the objection as to the bottom one if we redact the phone numbers. And then redact the top text.
Then, Your Honor, just pending whatever ruling you make, can we ensure that this remains published only to the witness because it does have private phone numbers that I don't think.
Correct. So if we could just post that as it's highlighted there, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I was not aware of any pre-court ruling about redacting text messages.
Well, phone numbers.
Right. Our phone numbers.
Yeah, phone numbers from the text need to be, yeah.
We can redact it before it's submitted.
Okay.
Am I allowed to publish it to the jury before?
Yes. If it goes up exactly like that. Okay.
Ms. Werner, do you recall an incident the year prior with a student named Q?
I don't.
Do you recall you had a student in your class named Q who you were felt in danger of and you had to evacuate your classroom?
I don't. I remember a student with the name Q, but I don't remember any of this.
Okay.
So if you've looked at a text message where you talk about evacuating the classroom because of student Q and feeling in danger the year prior, you would disagree with that?
Yes, but I also know I've never have officially, technically done an evacuation procedure. I don't know what that... I've never performed a school classroom evacuation.
So, Ms. Werner, if you see on the text, had to evacuate my room early for lunch.
Yes.
And that was because of Q, wasn't it?
Yes, I read that.
You recall? Does that refresh your recollection?
I don't recall what happened.
Mr. Coleman, can you publish to the witness and counsel Defense Exhibit 91D? Have you had a chance to review?
Mm-hmm.
Is that also a text message from your phone that you sent?
Yes.
And you sent it on December 15, 2022 at 5:22 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a few weeks before the events that bring us here today. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you sent it to Jen West, Anissa Miller, and Kristen Ayers, correct?
Yes.
And they were other first grade teachers?
Yes, they were.
And in this text, you told them that you were sorry for crying.
Your Honor, I'm objecting at this point. There was pretrial rulings about prior acts pursuant to Rule 404, Your Honor. This isn't relevant as well. If you can look at the text that's on the screen before Your Honor, we would be objecting.
All right, so there are two separate texts. So let's just start with the top one. All right, how is that relevant?
It's relevant to credibility of the witness in terms of statements about the jury's heard evidence that Dr. Parker didn't look at her, so this is probative of that evidence that's in court from this plaintiff's own mouth.
From December 15th of 2022?
A couple weeks before the shooting.
No, I'm going to sustain that objection. All right, and then you have a separate argument on the bottom one, or is it, I'm sorry, let's start with the objection first. Is that to relevance as well? Or have you even gotten to that second one?
I had not gotten to the section.
Okay, so on the top one, I'm going to sustain the objection. All right, are you going to go to the bottom one, or did you just want the top one?
I want the bottom one.
Okay, all right. Let me see that. Same objection?
Yes, Your Honor.
And is it the same date? I couldn't see the
date. It's the same date, Your Honor.
All right, thank you.
Again, it's about a completely separate incident.
Your Honor, the jury's heard testimony from Ms. Kovac and others about Dr. Parker not looking at her on January 6th, and Ms. Kovac made comments about Dr. Parker not doing certain things. This is a text message from Ms. Werner discussing feedback from Dr. Parker. It's directly relevant.
To what?
Credibility of the witness. It's probative of actions taken on the day of, which they've been able to place in evidence.
No, I'm going to sustain the objection. It's not relevant. This is on December the 15th.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right.
Ms. Werner, there was an incident with your cell phone on January 4, 2023, correct?
Yes.
And it involved the student, JT, correct?
Yes.
And he threw your phone in the classroom?
He slammed my phone to the ground.
And it broke the screen protector?
Yes.
When he did that, you took him by the hand, correct?
Yes.
And you removed him from the classroom?
Yes, I brought him to Ms. West's classroom across the hall.
And you asked her to call guidance, correct?
Call for, yes.
And Mr. Rawls came?
I asked her to call for help on her walkie-talkie, and Mr. Rawls and Ms. Palladini came.
Okay, so Ms. West could call for help on the walkie-talkie?
Yes, she had a walkie-talkie. I did not.
Okay. And Mr. Rawls came?
Yes.
And he removed JT from the classroom?
Yes.
And he was suspended for one day for that, correct?
Yes.
And he returned to school on January 6th?
Yes.
His mother brought him into class?
Yes.
And she apologized for what JT did?
Yes, he did as well.
He did as well?
Yes.
And he offered to pay for the screen protector?
Yes, casual conversation.
You did not notice anything off about JT when he first arrived at school on January 6th?
I did not.
Now, your class went to lunch around 11:15 to 11:45, is that correct?
Yes.
And we've heard about an incident with JT in the lunchroom, and you personally went to Dr. Parker about this incident, correct?
Yes.
And to be clear, when you went to Dr. Parker about this this incident, you did not report to her anything about JT having a weapon?
No.
So you went back to your classroom after you left Dr. Parker's office?
From my memory of that day, yes, but throughout this week I have learned some things.
Do you recall going back to your classroom at some point before recess?
Yes.
And Ms. Kovac was in your classroom?
Yes.
And you learned from Ms. Kovac that two of your students said JT had a gun in his backpack?
I don't remember if Ms. Kovac told me who. She did not tell me which students. But yes, Ms. Kovac did tell me that students told her that the student brought a gun with him to school.
Did you ask Ms. Kovac who the two students were who had reported this?
I don't remember if I did or not.
Did you take measures to speak with the two students who had reported this?
No, I knew that Ms. Kovac spoke to them.
And you did? They were students in your class?
Yes.
And you didn't feel the need to speak to them yourself?
I knew Ms. Kovac had spoken to them, and I trusted Mrs. Kovac.
But you don't know what Ms. Kovac said to those students, do you? Or if she said anything to the students?
I trusted Ms. Kovac. She has 20, 30 years of teaching experience over my 2.5 years.
So Ms. Kovac stayed in your room for a while, didn't she?
Yes.
About 30 minutes.
Yes.
And she spoke to JT about what the student said, right?
I don't recall specifically.
You were in the classroom when this happened.
I was.
And Ms. Kovac was loudly talking to JT.
I could not hear what she was saying.
Did you, knowing that you'd gotten this information that your student might have a gun, did you go speak with him?
I did not. Ms. Kovac was with him.
Ms. Kovac was in your classroom? So you had coverage in your classroom? Because Ms. Kovac was in there and she had 20 to 30 years of experience, right?
Was that a question?
It was a question.
Could you repeat that, please?
Ms. Kovac was in your room when you found out that JT might have a weapon. You had coverage in your classroom. Did you go back to Dr. Parker and say, oh, there's been a change? Now there's a report that he might have a weapon.
At that time, no. Ms. Kovac was in my room investigating the situation. She was observing the student, sitting next to the student. And at that time, I'm trusting Ms. Kovac.
Did you remove JT from your classroom as you had done 2 days prior when you took him by the hand and took him out?
No.
Did you remove his backpack from the classroom?
No.
Did you search his backpack?
No.
Did you go back to the security officer in the lunchroom?
No.
And who had left, I guess, left a little bit after this time. Is that right, about 12 o'clock?
I don't know.
Instead, you proceeded to teach a lesson before recess. Is that right? And Ms. Kovac team taught that lesson with you?
I don't remember.
Ms. Kovac has stated that she taught a lesson on Pocahontas with you. You don't remember that?
No.
And eventually Ms. Kovac left the room, correct?
Yes.
And did you say, don't leave, please stay?
She left to tell Dr. Parker that there was a potential of a gun on the student.
But you don't know what she said to Dr. Parker, do you, Ms. Werner?
I knew that she left to tell Dr. Parker what the students had told her.
But you don't know what Ms. Kovac told Dr. Parker?
Her specific words? No, ma'am, I was not there with her.
You were not party to that conversation?
Correct, I was not.
And when she left, did you ask her to stay or to remove him from the room or to remove his backpack from the room?
No.
Now, we've heard that you saw JT go to his backpack at some time before recess. And did you go personally convey this information to Dr. Parker?
I texted Ms. Kovac.
My question is different. Did you seek measures? Did you yourself convey this information to Dr. Parker?
No.
So you took your class to the playground, correct?
Yes.
And you were out on the playground with two other first grade classes and teachers?
Yes.
Jen West and Kristen Ayers?
Yes.
Ms. West, she's the one with the walkie, right?
Yes.
When you got out there, did you tell Ms. West, get on the walkie, we've got a student who might have a weapon?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, ma'am.
So you shared with Ms. West and Ms. Ayers what you had learned about JT, correct?
Yes.
And you observed him on the playground?
Yes.
And Ms. Kovac came out on the playground at some point, correct?
I don't remember that. I
don't remember? And you had left the playground before while the other teachers were out there. We talked about that in your deposition. So did you leave the playground to go back in the building to personally provide information to Dr. Parker?
No.
Did you question JT about anything that you had heard?
No.
And at some point, Ms. West left the playground?
Yes, right before we went inside.
And why did she leave the playground?
To my understanding, something with one of her students.
And did she ask you to shepherd her class and your class into the building?
Yes.
And how many students would that be?
Around 40, maybe.
Because Ms. West needed to go deal with another student discipline issue.
Yes.
Did you say to Ms. West, hey, I can't take your class in. I've got my own problems here. I've got an issue with a student who might have a weapon.
No, because at that time I knew that Amy had told administration, Dr. Parker. I honestly didn't think twice. It was my understanding that administration wouldn't think twice as well.
Ms. Warner,
when alerted about a potential gun in school.
But you could have taken measures yourself at that time, correct?
Yes.
And you don't know what Amy Kovac said to Dr. Parker, do you?
Exact words, I don't.
So you shepherded 40-some students in the building?
Yes.
JT was in the midst of those students, correct?
Yes.
You had the children line up on the wall out of your classrooms?
Yes.
And you went into the class?
Yes.
And you did small reading group?
Yes.
You still hadn't removed JT from the classroom?
No.
And you recall that his backpack was next to his chair?
Yes.
Ms. Werner, at some point on January 6th, did a student named R tell you that JT had a gun?
No.
Do you not recall saying, save it for later, or sit down to that student?
No.
That didn't happen?
No.
And the first time you saw JT with a gun, he was at his desk, is that correct?
Yes.
The first time you saw a gun that day?
Yes.
And when you saw that, you were shocked?
Yes.
Because you didn't expect to see that, did you?
It was a real gun, yes.
Is there a point where you didn't think he might have a real gun?
Well, the whole day I was contemplating. It could be real, but it also could not. When you hear the word, he told students he brought a gun with him to school. There is that possibility.
Ms. Werner, you were asked about the staff handbook. Can you pull up, it's what exhibit is this? Is it
108.
9074, Mr. Coleman, the top paragraph. Ms. Werner, do you see the third paragraph? Can we publish to the jury? I think it's in evidence.
This is just the cover. That's all we can see.
Here's to be page 7, I think.
I can see it, yes.
Your Honor, may we publish it to the jury since it's already in evidence?
But this is your version, right? Your copy of it? Or
no,
it is the plaintiff's?
Okay, it's the plaintiff's,
well. Yes.
Ms. Werner, looking at the third paragraph, it says discipline is the initial responsibility of the teacher. Is that correct?
Yes.
You agree with that?
It says that.
And let's look at the next page. The boxed behaviors. You spoke about that with the jury a while ago. And Ms. Werner, student behaviors on the left is possession of a weapon. Do you see that?
Yes.
And the next steps are secure students and ensure safety. Did you do that when you got a report that JT might have a weapon?
I did not.
And the next step is two, immediate notice to administrator. Did you yourself notify an administrator?
Amy Kovac did. I did not myself.
Did not yourself. The jury's heard a fair amount about your physical damages from your treating doctors the last couple days. you eventually resigned from the Newport News Public Schools, is that correct? And you worked for a few months at a gym, Burn Boot Camp, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you and your sister Hannah also worked out there pretty frequently, is that right?
Beforehand, yes.
Before?
January 6th.
You would disagree you were still working out at Burn Boot Camp after?
Oh, I did go work out afterwards when I had started working there at the front desk in the fall of 2023. My doctor had cleared me to do light work, light exercises. So I tried my best to work out the best that I could with the weights, best I could.
And the jury has heard testimony about your emotional damages, correct? We heard from Dr. Watson today.
Yes.
You started seeing your therapist at Abundant Life regarding emotional problems back in March 2021. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
That was about a year and a half prior to January 6th.
Yes.
And you've been taking an antidepressant daily since 2021?
Yes.
And you told your therapist that you've been diagnosed with depression and anxiety for a number of years, is that correct?
Yes.
You've been treated for generalized anxiety disorder?
Yes.
And a major depressive disorder?
Yes.
And Ms. Werner, you had felt a lot of stress and burnout from being a teacher, is that right?
Yes.
And you had also tragically lost your father in June of 2020?
Yes.
And you had worked with Ms. Gonsalves on recovering from PTSD symptoms related to that event, because that's an event you witnessed, is that correct?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman, can you show the witness only defense exhibit 109 at 83?
And I do have an objection about this text.
Let me read it. Yes. All right, I know you all have.
I've read it.
Hold on one second. All right. Objection is... State your objection for the record, please.
Your Honor, her introduction of this text message is irrelevant.
No, relevance is the objection. Your response?
Clearly it's relevant, Your Honor. She said multiple witnesses parade in here and say that she has social anxiety and cannot even leave her home. This was produced by Ms. Werner. This it's actually an Instagram post, and it's directly relevant to her ability to function in the community following this incident, which she's placed at issue here.
All right, I'm going to overrule the objection. We can also issue a limiting instruction if necessary that it only goes towards the testimony to contradict the symptoms.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right.
Ms. Werner, is this an Instagram post you made on September 13, 2023?
It's a private message I sent to Taylor Swift.
Move to admit it into evidence and publish to the jury.
Over plaintiff's objections, noted.
Would you like me to read it out loud?
Is it posted on that? I can't see that.
It's posted.
Oh, okay.
They'll read it.
We'll let the jury. Have you had a chance to read it, Ms. Werner?
Yes.
Ms. Werner, you just told the jury this is a Instagram post?
It's a private message to Taylor Swift.
Private message to Taylor Swift, and you gave that message on, or sent that message on September 13, 2023. and you let Ms. Swift know that you were a teacher from the teacher from Richneck Elementary School who had been shot?
Yes.
And that you had been to the Eras Tour in Philadelphia? And that was in May 2023, correct? That you went to the Eras Tour concert in Philadelphia?
That seems around that time, yes.
That was a few months after the tragic shooting, correct?
Around summertime of 2023, I remember, yes.
It was a few months after you recovered from your physical injuries, is that
4 months.
And you told Ms. Swift that you were involved in a long court case from the shooting and asked her not to post the message.
Yes.
And you state that you're trying to keep your personal life out of the media. Is that correct?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman, can you please show the witness only defense exhibit 109 at 82?
Do I just have the same number?
Yes, it's 109 at 82, and that was 83. So it's a page number. It was produced in discovery by the plaintiff, a series of social media posts and text messages.
All right, so now we're going to label, so I've admitted that, so that's defendants 109-82, and this is going to be 109-83?
109-83 is the Taylor Swift.
At this point.
Yes, and okay. 109-82 is a different.
Your Honor, I think the record's a little confused.
Okay. Let's try
83 was the one that we just looked at.
Okay.
82 is what I believe she's...
That's registered.
One of us had it switched. Okay. All right, so this, we're going to... defendant 109-82 is
correct.
What you're showing her now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ms. Werner, I'll give you a minute to read through this document. Is this a private message you sent to the band Odessa?
Yes.
And you sent this message on September 13, 2023 as well?
Yes.
Move to admit exhibit 109 at 82 into evidence and publish to the jury.
Any objection?
I'm not going to object, Your Honor.
What's that?
I'm not going to object.
No objection. All right.
And Ms. Werner, in this message, you let Odessa's a band, correct?
Two producers, yes.
And you let two producers, it's a music show, is that
yes.
correct? And you let this band or producers know that you were the teacher from Richneck Elementary School, is that correct?
Yes.
And that you had been to their show in Bristow, Virginia the night prior?
Yes.
And they're an EDM band, correct?
Yes.
And EDM is an immersive sensory experience. They use strobe lights and visuals during a concert. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you told Odessa that you had had so much fun at their show that you were in awe and hoped to go back again.
Yes.
And then you also told Odessa that you were involved in a long court case from the shooting and asked the band not to repost the message.
Yes.
Because you were trying to keep your personal life out of the media.
Yes.
Ms. Werner, you've given interviews about the events at Richneck on numerous occasions, correct?
Yes.
You've been on the Today Show?
Yes.
You've also, your sister's also created a GoFundMe page?
Yes.
There are t-shirt sales that benefit you? Now, Ms. Werner, you went to cosmetology school, correct? And that was in January 2024, is that right?
Yes.
And this was something that you had considered for years prior to the events of January 6th, is that correct?
Not realistically.
Mr. Coleman, can you please show the defense exhibit 96B to counsel and to Ms. Werner?
Understand the broader scope of that.
All right. again, I'll lay some foundation.
Yes. All Ms. Right. Werner, is this a text you sent to Rosalie List? And Rosalie List was a fellow teacher with you, correct?
Yes.
Now, that was on September 11, 2021.
Yes.
And in the text you said, ugh, I'm not ready to teach. If I quit, I'd go to cosmetology school. Is that right?
Yes.
And that was a couple years before the events that we're here for today.
Yes.
Ms. Werner, Mr. Coleman, can you please pull up Exhibit 96P1?
96B, Ms. Douglas?
I think it's just 96, Your Honor. Plain 96. We'll go ahead and pull 96B up. I apologize. I thought it was up. So that was a text that you sent to Ms. List a few years before.
Yeah, I think I also joked about stripping as well.
Ms. Werner, I didn't include that text. I didn't include that in the text. Apologies for getting the numbers wrong, but Mr. Coleman, can you please pull up Exhibit 96?
Are we admitting 96B?
Yes, admitting
okay.
it.
I have no objection, Your Honor.
All right.
Have you had a chance to look at the text?
Yes.
Is this also a text you sent to Ms. List on October 17, 2021?
Yes.
May I move to admit Defense Exhibit 96 and publish to the jury?
Let me see what he's able to bring up there. All right, so that's what you're at. I guess you can't see?
I can't see, no.
Okay, why don't you take a look at that and make sure that's what you want to publish?
Yeah.
All right, any objection to those three parts of that exhibit?
I just want to make sure, Your Honor, when we're getting these snippets up on our screen that are being shown to the jury, that's not the full document that's been disclosed. So as long as whatever Your Honor's ruling on is just what we're seeing on the screen.
Correct.
Okay.
At this time. And then
correct.
If you need any follow-up or whatever else you want to, I'll let you redirect.
Understood. Just wanted to make
okay,
sure.
Okay, so we can publish this as shown on my screen.
That's fine.
All right.
Have you had a chance to look at
them? Yes.
And did you find an Aveda school for cosmetology and send it to Ms. List?
Yes.
You told her that they had a school in Arlington?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Coleman, can you please show the witness Exhibit 96J? Ms. Werner, is this a text you sent to Ms. List on October 18, 2022?
I'm not sure who I sent it to, but yeah, it's a text I sent.
Okay. It says to Rosalie List. Is that correct?
I can't tell from here.
Can you see?
Show her that.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Right,
and
that's
about a year later, correct? The fall before the events that bring us here today.
Yes.
Any objection?
Move to admit it.
Okay. All right. As shown on my screen.
And Ms. Werner, in the text, you told Ms. List that you didn't even know if you wanted to teach anymore, but you didn't want to waste all the student, the money that you had spent going to school. Is that correct?
Yes, I said that.
And you said that you would love to go to cosmetology school.
Yeah.
Thank you. went to cosmetology school, correct? About a year after the events that bring us here today.
Yes.
Mr. Coleman, can you please show the witness only and counsel defense exhibit 127? Page 3. Ms. Werner, are these your records from Empire Beauty School?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I move to admit and publish to the jury?
Are you just doing one page or both pages?
I think it's going to be several pages of that document.
Okay. So it's one document?
Yes, sir.
All right. Any objection to the entire document?
It has her address on it.
Okay.
We can redact that before it's submitted to the court.
Redact the email address and phone number, please.
Ms. Werner, I want to focus your attention to page 4. And the personal background section. Can we publish to the jury, Your Honor?
That mirror.
Your Honor, again, I don't understand the relevancy of all of this, but I don't think it hurts her either.
All right. Your response is to relevance.
Ms. Werner has told the jury that she can't use her hand, and she's become a cosmetologist. Clearly, this is relevant.
Okay. I'll allow it. Overruled.
Ms. Werner, I'm looking at the personal background section. Question 4. Ms. Werner, in that question you were asked, is there anything that might prevent you from achieving your dream of starting or completing school, meaning cosmetology school, correct?
Yes.
And your response was part-time job at gym.
Yes.
Mr. Coleman, can we move to pages 20 to 22 of the same records? Focus on page 21, and that is physical requirements of the industry. May we publish the heading physical requirement of the industry to the jury?
Any specific objection to that besides your continuing to relevance?
Judge, I would object to this based on hearsay in the document.
All right. You have a response to that?
It's not offered for the truth of the matter asserted. She certified that she had no issues with these.
She's identified the document itself, so I think she's familiar with it. I'm going to overrule the objection.
Ms. Werner,
if you read, I guess you need to, I will say, have you need to lay a little bit more foundation as to this page. She wrote the other pages. This is not her writing. So
we can jump ahead and then come back. Let's go to page 22, and I think that will take care of the issue.
All right.
Mr. Coleman, can you go to page 22? Ms. Werner, do you see page 22 with your signature on it? Is that your signature?
Yes.
Can we publish that to the jury?
All right, I'll overrule it that that is her signature and she signed that she understood the agreement. All right.
Go ahead and pull up the signature. Okay. Jury's looking at it now. Ms. Werner, that's your signature on this document, correct?
Yes.
And if you go back to the prior page, it discusses the physical requirements of the industry. On page 21, we'll go back to that.
Yes.
When you signed the document, you acknowledged the physical requirements of the industry of cosmetology. Is that correct?
Yes.
And let's go through them. The first one is arm hand steadiness, the ability to keep your hand and arm steady while moving your arm or while holding your arm and hand in one position. You not acknowledge that you were able to do that, correct?
Yes, I signed the document.
Second one is manual dexterity, the ability to quickly move your hand together with your arm or your hand to grasp, manipulate, or assemble objects. You signed that as well, correct?
Yes.
Finger dexterity, the ability to make precisely coordinated movements of the fingers of one or both hands to grasp, manipulate, or assemble very small objects. You acknowledge that as well?
Yes.
Trunk strength, the ability to use your abdominal and lower back muscles to support part of the body repeatedly or consciously over time without giving out or fatiguing. You acknowledge that requirement, correct?
Yes.
Multi-limb coordination, the ability to coordinate two or more limbs, for example, two arms, two legs, or one leg and one arm while sitting, standing, or lying down. It does not involve performing the activities while the whole body is in motion. You acknowledge that requirement, correct?
Yes.
You completed the Empire School cosmetology program, correct?
Yes.
And to become licensed, you successfully completed the 1,500-hour education requirement?
Yes.
And you passed all practical examinations prior to earning your license in July 2025, is that right?
Yes.
And to do this, you had to complete subject matter instruction at the school?
Yes.
And you also had to complete practical performance examinations?
Yes.
This involved hairstyling, hair cutting, and hair coloring.
Yes.
And in fact, you were quite good at school, weren't you, Ms. Werner?
Was I good at school?
You had a 97.4 GPA.
On my tests, yes.
And you have provided photographs of your work as a cosmetologist to salons, is that correct?
Yes.
Mr. Coleman, can you please pull up Defense Exhibit 112, page 6? Do you recognize this document, Ms. Werner? Move to admit and publish to the jury.
Right. Any objection?
No objection, Your Honor.
All right.
I think there's several pages if you want to take your time going through them.
I see these three.
We can, Mr. Coleman can move to the next pages so that you can look at them all and the jury can see them. It's page 7.
No faces in any of them, correct?
I don't believe
so. No faces, Your Honor.
Okay.
Are they, Your Honor, they have different stamps?
I was just going to get to that, yeah. Pages 6, 7, we're now at 8.
Yeah, and we don't have an objection to them, but for the record's purpose, we were shown 6, and now we're looking at 7 and 8. And I
correct.
Just want to make sure it's clear.
Yeah.
It's all Exhibit 112, pages 6, 7, and 8.
That's how they'll be referred to. I guess we don't need to black out those faces, right?
Mm-hmm. Mrs. Werner, have you had a chance to review all of these? And is this a composite of your abilities and work as a cosmetologist? Is that right? And no doctor's ever told you that you cannot work as a cosmetologist?
Correct. I will say, flipping through the photos, can we go back to the first one, please?
Sure. Page 6.
Yes. All of these three right here, I did have assistance pretty much throughout with an educator. An educator or at least one classmate.
Understood. But you've put these photographs out to salons in order
One salon
in order to get a job.
Yes, one job that I applied for.
Ms. Werner, we heard Dr. Watson testify that the use of recreational substances would change his findings. Do you recall that?
Objection, Your Honor. Misstates the testimony.
Can you ask the question again for me?
Ms. Werner, you heard Dr. Watson discuss whether you had reported a history of using substances. Is that correct?
Objection, that was also not part of the testimony, Your Honor.
Yeah, I don't recall that either, so I'm going to sustain it on misrepresenting the testimony unless you can prove otherwise.
Ms. Werner, you heard Dr. Watson say that part of his evaluation was to determine whether someone had any experience in their life before what we call the incident event. Is that right?
Could you say that one more time?
Do you recall Dr. Watson, you were sitting here for his testimony, say when considering someone's history, part of his evaluation was to try and determine whether somebody has had any experience in their life before what we call the incident event. Do you recall that?
Yes.
And do you recall him saying that whether or not that individual has other factors that may be influencing their behavior and their symptoms, for example, is that person using substances? And you reported to Dr. Watson
that— Your Honor, it's an incomplete statement of the transcript. It talked about addictive use of substances.
What are you reading from?
The transcript of Dr. Watson.
Okay. I just wanted, obviously I can't see what you're looking at. Did you read it exactly as it's
Yes. stated? For example, is that person using substances an addiction? Are those addictions actually more likely to be responsible for the symptoms?
All right. So your question is, did you hear him say that? Overruled any of that? Withdraw the objection at that
point. No, that's been read in full. Yes.
All right. Very good.
And Ms. Werner, when you reported to Dr. Watson, whether you were using substances prior to the event, you didn't report truthfully to that, did you?
No.
I don't have any further questions, Your Honor.
All right. How long do you plan for redirect?
Short, 10 minutes, okay. 15
right.
minutes.
Hopefully that's not lawyer time.
Right.
So Abby, just a couple more questions. I know you've been sitting there for a little bit. First, tell the jurors, are you proud of your work as a cosmetologist thus far, getting that certification?
I am.
How hard was that for you to do?
Really hard. I had a lot of pain. I had a lot of help, but I did it. I did it.
And is that something that's brought you joy in the past, hair and makeup? You've seen your previous text messages. Is that something you enjoyed as a hobby prior
yes.
to teaching?
Hair, makeup, yes.
Did you ever think you were really going to give up teaching to be a cosmetologist?
No. That's figure of speech. I joked about stripping.
Were you really going to do that?
No.
And tell the jurors, you're not able to get a job right now as a cosmetologist because of your hand, correct?
Yes, but my previous surgery this April, it's still healing. I was wearing a brace until earlier this month and was just recently being able to take it off earlier this month. So it's still a little bit more, I guess, raw, if you will, still getting warmed up to move again.
And when you were getting certified, did everything take you much longer than everybody else to do the hair without help if you didn't have the help?
I wasn't fast at hair. I remember that. I felt like I took a very slow time completing tasks, completing people's hair.
And after you've done that, how is your right hand, the hand that was not shot?
The past multiple months, I've noticed pain in this area, overuse, and now my wrist as well.
And is that from overuse of your right hand?
That's what I have been told.
Okay. And tell the jury, when you got that part-time job at the gym, why did you get that job?
I remember, when I think about that, it just makes me remember I just wanted to feel like a person again. It was a familiar place, the gym. My sister and I were a part of. We went to almost every day, not all the time.
Before the shooting?
Yes, before January 6th. So very comfortable with the place, very comfortable with the people there. The workers there, and it came to my attention that they needed an extra person at the front desk just for a little bit of time early in the mornings.
At that time, were you having a hard time getting out of bed?
Yes, but it was something like I just felt like I needed to be pushed to do that. I had to start feeling like a person again. Try to.
Thank you, Abby. That's all the questions I have.
All right.
Just one follow-up. Ms. Werner, you talked about being able to go to Burn Boot Camp before January 6th, but not after. Mr. Coleman, can you please show...
That wasn't the testimony. Well,
I'm going to ask you to rephrase that.
Ms. Werner, you were going to Burn Boot Camp 4 times a week in August 2023, is that correct?
To work or to work out?
To work out.
I don't know off the top of my head how often it was.
Mr. Coleman, can you please pull up Exhibit 122 P1? So that the witness can familiarize herself with the record. Just publish it to her and counsel.
Which part am I looking at?
Looking at the record to see if you can identify this record.
Yes, it's from my family practitioner.
Okay. And what is the date of the record?
August 2023.
Mr. Coleman, can you go to page 2 of the record under the heading depression?
Your Honor, I am going to object to this document coming in based on hearsay or authentication.
Yeah, she hasn't moved it in yet. Right. I think she's just,
her memory.
At this point, you're just asking her whether or not she did or did not say this, correct?
Yes, Your Honor. Right. I have no intention of moving this into evidence.
Very well.
I just want to ask Ms. Werner about it. Ms. Werner, do you see the heading depression?
Yes.
And it says 8-5, is that August 5?
Yes.
Went back to gym with sister 4 times a week mostly.
4 times a week mostly, yes.
Mostly, by August.
At most, 4 times a week.
No further questions.
All right, you can step down and sit back at council table. I think now's a good time to take a lunch break, and then I'll hear motions. I'll give you some a chance to talk. And at that point, over lunch, I would appreciate you making sure there are no other witnesses or any motions that you want to make at that time.
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what we'll start off with, and then I'll hear any motions that are appropriate at that time as well.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. And then we will see where that goes. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is lunchtime. We will take our hour lunch, and you are excused. Please do not talk about this case or anything you've said or heard yet. May be seated. I believe you want to go on the record, Mr. Bright.
Go on the record, doesn't matter. I just mentioned to counsel the fact that we're going to be resting in an hour, maybe short for them, and we'll be sitting back there. If you wanted to give them more time, it may be the best time to give them a longer lunch instead of getting stuck in. The sun finally came out after.
All right. Well, we will check on them at my plan. No, I'm not going to take you up on that. 145. I want to get 12. I'm sorry. 145. I want to get going again.
Yes, okay. Your Honor.
All right. Court is in recess to 145.
More continuing coverage of the Abby Zwirner civil trial is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.